You know, that's one of those songs that's always a bit that gets me and makes me, I don't know, moved very deeply inside. And it's the particular thing for me is, and as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. I've lost count of the number of times I have sung that song, and it still touches me very deeply. There may be other songs that do exactly the same for you, and you just have to, well, go with it and thank the Lord for it. It's a bit like being told by the bandmaster, come songster leader, acting songster leader now, that we mustn't all breathe in the same place if he's wanting us to go through a phrase. And as I stand beside my friend Caroline, we tend to find that we want to breathe at the same place. And the other day, I chose to breathe in a different place. And what did she do? She breathed in exactly the same place as me. We were in practice at the time. How do you coordinate what you're doing, how you're sharing, what you're saying? We started off this afternoon with the songster singing about the wondrous story of the Christ who died for us. I guess as I look around the congregation this afternoon, most of us here have had an experience of the Lord Jesus that does something for us, that moves us and touches our lives and infects our lives and colours how we live our lives. In fact, if you follow through the afternoon, you will have realised that we have really sung the story of Jesus. We sang about his birth. We have sung about the death of Christ. We've sung about his resurrection. What does this wondrous story of Jesus mean to you? I hope it means something such that when you go from this place in a few moments, you will take the story, live it, and share it just by being somebody who knows the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Saviour. We haven't as yet really sung about Jesus' ascension. But had it not been for the ascension of Jesus, had he not gone back to heaven, then, well, we still wouldn't really be singing about him in the way we have done this afternoon. One day Jesus is going to come again. We've just been singing about that. Till he returns or calls us home here in the power of Christ. I'll stand. It's a declaration you've made this afternoon, and I hope that you, like me, have meant everything you've said and you've sung. The thing is, we couldn't do what we do with it were it not for the grace of the Lord Jesus. The grace that was shown in coming and living on earth as a human being, so that he understands how we feel. He understands our sadness. He understands our joy. He understands our excitement. He understands those moments when we're perplexed. That grace, that undeserved favour. And it is that grace of God that allows us to stand in the power of Christ until he returns or calls us home. One of my favourite books in the Bible, it's a letter. It's St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. St. Paul never met Jesus face to face, although he had that encounter with him on the Damascus Road. And at that moment, Paul, who was on his way breathing murderous threats, I think is the way the Bible describes it, was transformed because he, well, was just touched by the love and the power of Jesus. And in Ephesians, we read these words: God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. For he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ Jesus. So God can point to us in all future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness towards us, as shown in all he has done for us who are united with Christ Jesus. God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. That's from chapter 2 of Ephesians. I was reading from the New Living Translation, but if you want to read it again when you get home, it's verses 4 to 10. We are Christ's, or God's masterpiece, created anew in Christ Jesus. Well, this afternoon we have sung. We have used our lungs, our voices, and I hope you feel better for it. I hope you don't feel worn out. There's a particular program on the television that isn't functioning at the moment. Showing at the moment, because there isn't a series of it. But some of us are a little bit interested in it. It's something called Strictly Come Dancing. Now, if you're a Strictly Come Dancing fan, what is it usually that is said right at the end of every program? Keep dancing. Well, this afternoon, the band are going to keep singing. And then we come to the conclusion of our afternoon with the glorious song, Crown Him with Many Crowns.